Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson, How to Raise an Elephant. Already we learned about Jenny Webb and how she rescued Moses. His mother was probably killed by poachers, but Jenny helped him, and she hired some other people to help him as well. And then she started this wonderful foundation that aims to help large orphaned animals. Hey, I wonder what kind of large animals you like, or maybe if you had a chance, you could raise a large animal. What animal would that be, Carolyn?
Well, I would actually wouldn't mind caring for a tiger.
Whoa.
Tigers are dangerous, yes, but they are so beautiful, and people also poach them. Poachers hunt these tigers, and it's very sad, and I love tigers.
I love tigers, too. They're very beautiful creatures. I love lions. Maybe I would think about raising a cheetah. Cheetahs are very beautiful. Big cats as well. I like penguins, too. And kangaroos. Oh, there's too many large animals I would be interested in caring for, but I guess I don't have time. And I'm not in the correct countries. Anyway, we have a lot more to learn about how to raise an elephant and this wonderful foundation.
How to raise an elephant. To help with the costs of caring for Moses, Jenny started the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. It's the first organization of its kind in Malawi. The foundation will take in other orphaned large animals. Our orphanage is not only for elephants, but all large animals like hippos, buffaloes, rhinos, as no one will take them in, said Jenny. The foundation's goal is to care for the orphaned animals and prepare them to be released into the wild.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're back for day two of our organization article, joining Jenny Webb as she shares with us what it's like to care for a baby elephant. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Orphanage. Orphanage is a noun. The children at the orphanage have no parents to care for them. Rhino. Rhino is a noun. Rhinos are large African animals. Shelter. Shelter is a noun. When it started to rain, we looked for shelter. Harsh. Harsh is an adjective. No one likes to live in this harsh climate. Your more information words are formula. Formula is a noun. Mattress. Mattress is a noun. Sounds like fun. Let's dive right in.
Well, it sounds like the foundation has a very wonderful goal, but let's go back to the beginning of our reading for today. To help with the costs of caring for Moses, Jenny started the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. So it's the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. And it sounds like a pretty great cause and a really good thing to start. And at the end of that sentence, we see a word from our word bank, the word orphanage. Now, that's a place where animals or even people without parents would go.
Exactly. If you're talking about humans, an orphan is someone who has no mom or dad. As an animal, actually, even if they just lose their mom, they're considered an orphan. Even if the dad's still around, an animal without a mom is already considered an orphan. So Moses is definitely an orphan, and so he's in this orphanage, the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. And it's the first organization of its kind in Malawi. It means Malawi has never seen anything like this organization before.
But maybe there are similar organizations in other countries that also try to help large animals. But Jenny has started one here in Malawi, and it sounds like a really wonderful cause. Let's read some more about it. The foundation will take in other orphaned large animals. So, not just elephants, but also other large animals that are without their mothers.
It's true. She says our orphanage is not only for elephants, but all large animals like hippos, buffaloes, rhinos, as no one will take them in, said Jenny. And actually, if you look in your magazine, there are some pictures of these animals. Well, let's take a look at one of these words. It's a kind of large animal, large wild animal, the rhino. Or rhinoceros, R-H-I-N-O-C-E-R-O-S.
Yes, so the rhinoceros is another very large animal with gray, thick skin, and it also usually has a horn on the end of its nose. So a lot of poachers are trying to get the horn from the rhino or the tusks from the elephant, mm-hmm. and that's why they are hunted. So it's quite possible that Jenny will have many baby rhinos in her orphanage as well.
It's true. So she can take care of lots of different large animals there. This sounds like a place that I would enjoy visiting, actually. Does this sound interesting to you, Carolyn?
It definitely does sound very interesting, and I would love to go visit and see what it's like. Maybe I could even help her take care of some of the animals.
Well, I'm sure she would appreciate the help. Her and her workers would probably appreciate help of any kind, and I'm sure there are many ways to help. Well, we continue here. The foundation's goal is to care for the orphaned animals and prepare them to be released into the wild. All right, so Carolyn, is she trying to raise these animals and then just keep them there for the rest of their life?
Not at all. They are not trying to keep these animals as pets because they are wild animals and they want to help with the animal population in Malawi. They don't want to keep them contained mm-hmm. at the orphanage. They want to be able to release them into the wild so that they can live the lives that they were supposed to have, perhaps had they not been orphaned.
And so this is a great foundation with a great cause, a great mission, and they're preparing these animals to be free to go into the wild. And perhaps by doing this, they are saving some of these animals from death. Perhaps some of these animals would have died if this organization didn't save them.
That's right. And this is not a very easy thing to do, trying to release animals that have been in captivity or kept by humans and raised for a long time and putting them back into the wild. That's very difficult because the animals can very easily start to rely on humans for everything, and they don't know how to take care of themselves.
It's true. So I'm sure that these people, Jenny Webb and her friends and coworkers, have had to do a lot of research to figure out how best to prepare these animals to be released into the wild again. They have something great going on there. Well, I say we watch another video, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Unfortunately, Moses died in Jenny's arms shortly after this was filmed. The Jumbo Foundation are building a barn in his memory for future orphans. Moses will show you how you can help. Firstly, click like below and share this film. Then like Jumbo Foundation on Facebook for stories about Moses and updates on the barn.
Hi, 我是 Michelle。 首先我们看的是 orphanage 这个名词。 Orphanage 是指孤儿或者是育幼院。例如 Bobby was brought up in an orphanage。 Bobby 是在孤儿院里被抚养长大的。或者是 Claire was sent to an orphanage when she was just a baby。 Claire 还在襁褓中就被送到孤儿院去。如果去掉字尾的 age, orphan 就是指孤儿。例如 Nathan became an orphan at 10 when his parents died in an accident。 Nathan 的父母亲因为意外丧生，他在十岁的时候就成了孤儿。继续我们看的是 Rhino 这个名词。Rhino 是犀牛 Rhinoceros 这个字的缩写。我们来看一个例句。The rhino suddenly charged toward the tourist's truck. 这只犀牛突然冲向观光客的卡车。据它的复数形式字尾直接加上 s 变成 rhinos。例如 ,many rhinos are killed because their horns are valuable on the black market. 许多犀牛被杀因为犀牛角在黑市非常的昂贵。
In our lesson, How to Raise an Elephant, we are learning about Jenny Webb and her co-workers and the foundation that she started to help large animals survive. This foundation is called the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. And it's a place where not only elephants can go. Of course, if many orphaned animals are in the wild and they need help, then they can also go to this orphanage for help.Their goal is to prepare these animals to be released into the wild someday in the future. Let's continue learning about this now.
How to raise an elephant. Jenny quickly learned that an elephant baby needs more than just a special formula every 2 hours. Elephant mothers provide not only food,but also shelter under their big bellies. Elephants can get sunburned, and Moses didn't have his mother's large size to protect him. He needed sunscreen and creams applied to his skin every day. A blanket was tied over his back during the day to protect him from the harsh African sun. Moses needed company, especially at night, so Jenny would sleep next to him on a mattress on the floor.
Well, this is a very big time-consuming responsibility. Now, going to the beginning of this section, Jenny quickly learned that an elephant baby needs more than just a special formula every 2 hours. So trying to take care of Moses, this baby elephant, giving him a formula every 2 hours was not quite enough. Now, Gabe, what is a formula?
Well, a formula is kind of like a milk mixture or substitute,For human infants, usually we're talking about a formula that you feed to a small baby. But, of course, you can't just use a simple formula to feed a 100-kilogram elephant.
That's right. And we see what else Moses the elephant needed. Elephant mothers provide not only food, but also shelter under their big bellies. And it's true, an elephant is very, very large, so if...the small baby elephant goes underneath it, it would be provided with shelter.
And shelter is a word we want to talk about. It's from our word bank. If you have shelter, that means you have something over your head, something to protect you from the rain or storms, or even if it's really sunny and the sun is beating down, you have shelter. Shelter is one of our basic needs in life, like food and water. We have shelter.It can also be a verb, to shelter someone.
That's right. So, it's very important for a baby elephant to have its mother there to protect it from many different things. Now, I think Steve and Ken in the information cloud have something that they want to tell us about, not only, but also...
Twice in today's lesson, we see the basic English sentence pattern, not only, but also.
Widely used in writing and speaking, this pattern is used to present two related pieces of information. The first piece of information comes after not only, while the second piece comes after but also.
Right. And here's the twist. Both pieces of information are presented as somewhat surprising or unexpected, with the second piece being even more surprising than the first.
From our lesson, we learn about an orphanage for elephants. That's somewhat surprising. not something you hear about too often.
Right. But the second piece of information, the orphanage taking in other large animals like hippos and rhinos, is even more surprising.
When using the not only but also structure, be sure that the two pieces of information are parallel. In other words, if the first piece of information is a prepositional phrase, the second piece should be as well.
Right. Finally, be aware that in this sentence structure, the but is sometimes omitted, and other times the also is omitted, like in today's text. But that doesn't change the sentence pattern's function.
来看一个实用的句型 ,not only 什么 ,but also 什么。这个句型在今天的课文中出现了两次。要注意 ,not only, but also 的句型会提出两个重点。而这两个重点呢常常会出乎读者的意料之外。尤其是后面 ,but also 所提出的部分。像今天的课文中说的这一间孤儿院 ,not only 不只收容大象 ,but all large animals like hippos, buffaloes, rhinos, 而且收容所有的大型动物像河马、水牛、犀牛。我们也注意到 but also 的部分有时候会省略 but, 有时候会省略 also, 但它的功能是不变的。最后要注意前后的两个重点呢应该要有同样的词性。如果 not only 之后是接介系词片语 but also 之后也要用介系词片语。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, let's continue learning about how important shelter is. Of course, a mother elephant is very important, providing shelter for the baby elephants. Elephants can get sunburned, as we read here, and Moses didn't have his mother's large size to protect him. Okay, so I guess, it's not...only humans that can get sunburned. Carolyn, do you think about animals as getting sunburned?
I usually don't think about this. It's something that is very surprising, actually, because usually animals have lots of fur that cover their skin, mm-hmm. but elephants have just a little bit of hair, actually kind of like a human, just a little thin layer of hair that covers their bodies, and it doesn't really protect them from the harsh sun, especially the sun in Africa, mm-hmm. where it can be very, very intense, and it can really hurt your skin.
It's true, so maybe even Moses needed to put on some sunblock. Indeed, as we read on, he needed sunscreen and creams applied to his skin every day.So it's kind of like us when we go to the beach or somewhere where it's very hot. We have to put on sunscreen or different kinds of creams. And Moses is doing the same thing. He needs these things to protect him.
Well, it is very important to protect your skin. And it sounds like elephants also need that same protection to make sure that it stays moisturized, that it doesn't get too dry, and that the sun doesn't harm it with all of those rays.
All right, well, we continue learning about him. A blanket was tied over his back during the day to protect him from the harsh African sun. Okay, so it's not only sunscreen and creams that are protecting him from sunburns, but he also has a nice little blanket. Wow, they really are caring for Moses.
They are really trying to take care of this little elephant by putting sunscreen on him and all these creams and a blanket. And all of these things help to protect him from the harsh sun. And harsh is one of the words from our word bank. Now, if something is harsh, then it is very difficult. It's a challenge. Maybe it's very uncomfortable mm-hmm. as well.
Yes, a harsh something. You could use this word to describe other things as well. Maybe there was a harsh punishment. You did something wrong. It wasn't just a simple punishment. It was a harsh punishment. Or maybe someone said something to you that was really mean. You could say he had harsh words. Or, of course, in a storm, it might be harsh winds outside. There is a harsh typhoon.
That's right. Well...Continuing on in our article, Moses needed company. We talked earlier about how he might be lonesome. So Moses needed company, especially at night, so Jenny would sleep next to him on a mattress on the floor. Wow, Jenny sounds like she really cares about this little elephant.
Oh, I think she certainly does. She understands that elephants are very emotional creatures. There are some animals that are emotional, and elephants certainly are emotional. They get lonesome, they need company, they need someone to be there with them, and she is right there. Has a mattress on the floor, and she sleeps on this mattress. What's a mattress, Carolyn?
Well, a mattress is something comfortable that you sleep on, and it goes on your bed.
Mm-hmm.
So she is sleeping on this mattress on the floor next to this little elephant so that he won't be lonesome and he'll be able to sleep at night. Well, right now it is time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 formula 这个名词。Formula 在这里是指配方奶。例如 ,Mandy hasn't decided on which formula to give her baby. Mandy 还没有决定要给她的宝宝哪一种配方奶。Formula 也指数学的公式或方程式。例如 ,the newly developed mathematic formula won the professor a Nobel Prize. 这个新发明的数学公式让这位教授获得了一座诺贝尔奖。最后我们看的是 shelter 这个名词。Shelter 是指庇护或掩蔽。例如 ,we used a big tree as our shelter during the rain. 下雨的时候我们把这棵大树当作躲雨的地方。或者是 ,they are going to use the funds to provide food and shelter for homeless people. 他们要用这笔资金供应无家可归的人食物和庇护。And now let's see what the other teachers are doing.
Today we've been continuing to learn about Jenny Webb and the Jumbo Foundation, where she helps to take care of very large animals that have been orphaned. And I wonder if you think that this is a good idea. Do you think it is important to save these large animals like elephants? Gabe, would you want to save an elephant?
Well, yeah, if I had a chance and the time, I would like to save an elephant. I have taken in kitties before, little puppies and kittens, and I think if I had a chance to save a large animal, I would. Of course, I would need some help, but I think it's great that foundations like Jenny's and other ones like it are doing just that. They are helping many wild animals.
They are certainly doing a wonderful job trying to solve these problems that humans have caused. Well, we still have more to learn tomorrow, all about how to raise an elephant. Here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.